Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks for coming and listening to the show. And we have Larry down south. Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm sitting here scratching my head wondering how I got into the show tonight.
I tell you what, they just they try every trick there is in the book, I think. Before we get started, I'd like to read some scripture because I think it's necessary for what's going on around here. But the first one I want to read about is, "Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses, at the openings of the gate in the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called, and you refused, and I have stretched out my hand, and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes, like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you." That's the penalty for being dumb. That's the penalty for saying to the Lord Jesus Christ, "I will not. All I must do is believe and have faith, and I will not. I will not ask. I will not knock. I will not seek after wisdom." Well, you just got the reply from the Lord. What's going to happen to you? 1 John 4, 4 through 6. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. But we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of anger." Isaiah 47, 10 through 12. "For thou hast trusted in thy nakedness." This is Babylon, America, and the leaders of Babylon that this is addressed to. And basically, I guess you'd have to say all of the American people. "For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it rises. And mischief shall fall upon thee, and thou shalt not be able to put it off. Desolation shall come upon thee suddenly. Thou shalt not know. So now stand with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail." Well, I guess we know the answer to that one. According to prophecy, they will not. Here's a very interesting prophecy. I think Larry sent it up. It's a prophecy message given to Sister Barbara. "The serpent of old remains on the prowl for souls. He is in your midst. His army of demons are ready. They have already infiltrated your government, your churches, your businesses. Those with eyes can see and hear them. Do not be deceived. Many prominent people are his. Many government leaders are his. Do not be led astray by those speaking messages about changes being for the good of the people. They lie. Open your eyes to the truth. I am the truth, obviously, Jesus Christ. Prepare for war, not peace. Soon the beast will make his move. Are you ready? Remember these words. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Repent now. 2013, Sister Barbara was given by the Lord to hear a speech. She recognized the voice of the man making the speech, in which he used the term order out of chaos. That man is Barack Obama. And here's another one. Larry, got any comment on that one?
Before we go further? That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's, I mean, more and more people are looking at this and saying something's going on here. Okay, here's another one. My children, you have entered a time of great sorrow as my hand of judgment rests on your nation of America. What will soon transpire in America will echo around the world, and all the nations will feel her loss as well. That's the takedown of the United States of America. You'll find it in Isaiah. You'll find it in Jeremiah 50:51. You'll find it in the book of Revelation. Suddenly and without warning, we are attacked with nuclear weapons, and we go down. David Wilkinson said that when the nuclear bombs fall upon America, he was shown that the rapture of the saints would take place at the same time. In other words, as the bombs are falling, the missiles are coming in, the church goes up. America's enemies are conspiring against her even now and planning an attack. Leaders with only wickedness in their hearts conspire to take your White House from inside this nation. I will not prevent them, as this is part of my judgment on this nation. Now, I want to, Larry has some information about this. When a nation turns from me, preferring its own ways to mine, I give it space to repent. But then I will give it to its own devices. Life as you have known it in America will never return as it was. It will change now, and it will continue changing, and not in good ways, but my children have nothing to fear. I will guide you. And then there's some scripture here about nation rising against nation and ethnic group against ethnic group, which we're watching. Larry, comment.
Well, one of the things that came back to mind, and I've said it on our show before, is Sam, the son of Pastor Ian Taylor in the Philippines. And
yes.
How Sam had contacted me and told me that an angel had actually came to him in the Philippines and had shown him, along with telling him, that there would be a terror attack against the White House in the United States, and that people needed to pray. And that's been now maybe a year or more ago, but Sam said he was shown and watched an attack. Matter of fact, it was kind of a same type of attack, if you remember, White House Down and,
yes,
and some of those movies,
kind
of like that, right here in our own country. And ironically, and I can't vet this, I can't vet it at all. I don't have the information. I was on the radio show today with Augusto Perez, and internal information that he had been given that if you'll remember when the situation with the park there near the White House occurred about a week or so ago, if you'll remember, suddenly during this thing, and Hal Turner posted the information on it, helicopters that sniff for nukes went up, and then shortly thereafter, the Taco Bell, the military plane that goes out over the Atlantic, whenever there's a possibility that we may lose a president, it went out and circled, and, you know, I can't vet this information, but I'll just tell the people, and, you know, believe what they want to, but Augusto said he had information that when they actually did that sudden surge that pushed back the protesters suddenly, and you remember that because the protesters went nuts, they uncovered, Augusto said, stocks of weapons that had been brought in, explosives, and he says, and this is Augusto, not me, he says they also recovered three suitcase tactical nukes. And, of course, we're not going to be told. You probably will never hear about it other than what I just said, and Augusto reported it on his show. But there's a lot going on stirred in the background, and the American people are just comatose.
I don't know what to say about it. I laugh at it, because if I didn't, I'd cry over it. The blindness, the utter and complete blindness of the American people. They truly are under spell cast by media, Satan. You know, it says right there in the book of Revelation, that old serpent who deceiveth the whole earth. Well, he's done an excellent job. And because American people have rejected the truth, and that includes the Christians, almost all Christians, according to the Bible, it's not my words, his, they have refused. They have absolutely refused to do what Jesus Christ ordered them to do. They won't do it. I will not. And so, okay, if you will not, then I guess you have to take whatever the Lord hands out because of your I will not. And when Jesus said what he said to do, he even made the comment, if you hear my words and you do not do them, then you're a foolish person. And when a storm comes, the storm of judgment, you will fall. And your fall will be a very bad one, because you're going to be going down, not up. And he also said, if you hear my words and you do them, then you are a very wise person, and when the storm of judgment comes, you'll stand. And he also said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do what I tell you? Well, we don't have to do that. In fact, Matthew is supposed to be back in the Old Testament anyway. Peter is supposed to be back in the Old Testament, I guess John. In fact, the entire New Testament, according to the apostates out there, are all telling you that the whole thing really should be Old Testament. It doesn't apply to us anyway. And on and on and on and on they go. Well, that's exactly why Jesus said what he said. Why do you think he said, hear my words and do them? And why did he say, they're going to be wolves in sheep's clothing? Well, who are wolves in sheep's clothing? Christian preachers, teachers, and evangelists. That's who they are. They're in Christian clothing. They look like Christians. They speak like Christians. They talk like Christians, but they preach a fake gospel. Peter said the same thing. They privily come in, secretly, clandestinely, and lodge in a fake salvation gospel. And the millions of the people follow it. And they will not. They just flat will not. So Jesus has to send them away. If you want to find out where he sends them away, you can find it in the book of Revelation where he says, if you're lukewarm and you're not hot, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And that means vomit. Look it up for yourself. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. And on it goes. I mean, you could, Matthew chapter 7 says the same thing. Get away from me. I don't even know who you are. These are all warnings to Christians and Christian apostasy. There are millions of apostates out there, and they're coming out with all kinds of doctrines. And Jesus warned, don't be blown about by every wind of doctrine you hear. Get into that Bible and study it so you're not misled. I don't know what to say about it anymore. I want to get into this, Larry, a little bit about this seemingly Milley and the rest of them are going against Trump. Esper, Milley, who are the other ones? There's quite a few of them now.
Yeah, there's a number of them. As a matter of fact, oddly enough, and I put it on my blog today, Lou Dobbs is so disturbed by this on Fox Business that he actually posted and gave a comment on the movie, if you'll remember it, a number of years ago, 7 Days in May.
Yes.
And that movie was about a military coup to take the president out of the White House. And by the way, Biden, if nobody knows it, they should, but Joe Biden just warned. It was a warning. It was a threat. He said that the military would remove Donald Trump from the White House. So, here, you know, it's in our face pretty much, but those other ones are, there's a number of them, and the list is growing, Stuart. There was Esper, of course, Secretary of Defense, standing against Trump, and Milley, now, who's backed up and standing against Trump. And then there was, they took out Flynn, which was loyal to Trump. And now that don't look like really such a hidden thing anymore. It's coming out in the open. But you've got Mullen, who, you know, that's he's Navy.
Yep.
You know, you've got Mattis, you've got Kelly, you've got, I can't even remember. There's getting to be such a pile of them. But this is a move that does, you know, Lou Dobbs says, reminds him of the movie 7 Days of May, lining up against Trump.
Well, you know, I went in just to see what the oath of office was for a military guy like all these guys you just mentioned. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States. Now, this is very, very interesting, because out in Seattle, which we'll get into a little bit later, these people are not, the military generals are using the excuse that these are all American citizens, and thus, no matter what they do, we cannot use the military to fight them. The Seattle seizure is literally succeeded from the Union, and they've declared a state within a state. Totally domestic enemies, and actually an act of war. Yet our military is now siding with them against their direct oath. And my belief is all these military generals ought to be arrested. They're not defending their oath. They're going against their oath by saying, well, these are American citizens, so we can't do anything. Antifa is not, I don't care if they're American citizens or not, they are bent upon overthrowing the Constitution of the United States to get rid of the Bill of Rights, destroy our republic, and bring in a communist dictatorship under the United Nations. That is treason. And for the military people to sit there and say, no, we're not going to do anything, even if it was only contained in cities and disbanded immediately after, they can certainly be used. And, of course, everybody pounced on Trump when he suggested, I think it was the 82nd Airborne, was on the ready there in Washington, and maybe they had a good reason for him to be there. And for the communist left, which is controlled by CNN and all the others, including mostly Fox News now as well, this is all planned. That's all I can tell you, folks. This was planned a long time ago. And what it seems to me they're doing is they're going to increase this sort of activity, like in Seattle, until the public says, do something. Then Trump will invoke full martial law, gets the military out there, and they quashed this, but they never let go of the martial law. Remember, a government that takes full authority, like they have with this COVID-19, I want to get into that too, they're not going to give back that the power that they have claimed they have. And this is what this is about. They have destroyed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and you got somebody like Fauci coming back out into the open. Oh, we're going to have to shut down again. We're going to have to shut down again. CDC just said, we're going to have to shut down again, shut down again. They are bent on destroying this nation, and nobody's doing anything about it. And I don't think they're going to. I just read to you part of what the Lord has to say about Babylon the Great. We're going down, folks. I've been warning people for almost 30 years. Prepare yourselves. America will not be healed at all by anyone. Not going to happen. Psalm 2 is very, very blunt and to the point. And people better face the reality of 800 FEMA camps designed for you, not for anybody else, for you. And FEMA and Homeland Security and the rest of them are all in this together. Hell awaits all of them. If they don't repent, and very soon there is not going to be time to repent unless they put their head in a guillotine. They're done. They've chosen to side with Satan and his minions and the rich men, and they're all going to end up in eternal ruin. And they're probably laughing at that. They think that's a big joke. It isn't. I'm not a religious person, and I met the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Everything he said in that book is real. And these people better wake up to that fact, lest they die an eternal death. And it's not going to be pleasant. That's why I wrote those books on frequency. They're going to go to a very low frequency realm. And they better check the emotional charts of frequency that are out there even on the web to show you what that means. Go ahead, Larry.
Good first name.
Yeah, I was just going to mention a little while ago, Lou Dobbs had Pastor Jeffries on the show. And Jeffries, ironically, you mentioned the guillotines. He says that if something happens to Trump and he does not win and the communists take over, he said they'll be bringing guillotines out on every block. And we know whose heads will begin to be put into those guillotines. And I was going to mention also something Augusto had looked into that I'd forgot about. You know, I was in the military, so I know what the UCMJ is, you know, Universal Code of Military Justice.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I was held accountable to that when I was in the military. And he says information in it, there's an article in there that literally forbids retired generals, admirals, any military from ever coming against the president of the United States in public ever, and you can be sent to prison for that. And matter of fact, it don't matter how long you've been retired, like Powell, you know, Colin Powell. I mean, they could actually call him before a tribunal. But are we seeing any of this? All they're doing against Trump, four solid years in, nobody goes to jail. nobody's held accountable, and certainly nobody gets convicted of anything but Trump people.
Yep. Well, this is all part of that takeover, and the military evidently has decided to commit treason. And not going to go well for them. They may win. They may think, oh, boy, we're winning. You know, we're going to kill all the Christians, and we're going to dance in the blood and guts of the Christians, and we're going to have a tea party after we've killed them all. And then all of a sudden, that atmosphere is going to get ripped apart, and they're going to find out who the boss is. And they're going to have to say, oh, boy, I guess we made a theological blunder here. Well, it's too late for you guys. They should read it in the book of Enoch. What happens to them? And Enoch expressly points out the rich men of the earth, the leaders and the rulers, just like Psalm 2. And in Psalm 2, at the end of it, it says, kiss the son, lest he be angry a little, and you fall off the way, I guess, or put in eternal prison. So the plea in Psalm 2 is, why are you doing this? How stupid are you? You think you're going to win against a creator that supports all of your weapons? In a split second, those weapons can all be dismembered. Then what are you going to do? What weapons do you have now? Oh, we made a mistake. That's when the horror and that's when the terror comes into play. And I've always thought that all of the anguish, all of the terror, all of the torture that these people do upon the Christians, and have been doing it by the mystery Babylon, by the way, for years and centuries, is going to be poured onto them forever. Hell is a very real place, folks. I know people just can't believe that it is, but I saw a part of it. And if what I saw was shown to the world openly, everybody, I don't care what religion you are, I don't care what your philosophy is, I don't care what you believe, you'd be on your belly screaming for mercy. And that was just a little taste of what's coming upon this planet. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but let's take a look at what's going on in Seattle, because that's just the beginning of what they plan to do. And they're getting away with it because, like the military, well, these are American citizens. We can't fight against them. Yeah. So they've taken over an entire area of downtown, I guess it's downtown Seattle. They have high-powered weapons, military-grade, AK-47 types. They will not allow the police to go in there. They have declared themselves an independent state. Now they're talking about having their own currency, their own constitution. They got a warlord who's a criminal, by the way, with reports that he not only beats up women, he rapes them. And there's a lot of reports, according to the Seattle police chief, of rape. And I don't know if they've had any murders yet, but they soon will. And this criminal warlord has done a shakedown, and all the business people have to pay a fee in order to get protection. In the United States of America, this is going on. And nobody does anything? Folks, you have lost your country. Totally lost it. You have criminals in our military. Real criminals. Are they going to protect you? No. Is any government, when they knock on the door, we're here to help you, going to protect you? No. They're there to kill you. They have. This is all part of the Illuminati plan. Long ago, the protocols of Zion, divide and conquer. And that's what's happening. And yet the American people sit there twiddling their thumbs. Oh, gee, let's watch the next football game. Let's go back and watch the World Series back in 50, but we're not going to write any letters. We're not going to call anybody and complain because we're afraid. No, we're going to bow the knee. We're going to worship Satan. We're going to worship the prince of demons, probably the prince of Persia. So your military men are bowing down to the communists. They're bowing down. Your police officers, they're bowing down. Your sheriff departments, they're bowing down. What in the world has happened to the United States? You're under judgment. That's what's happened. God is going to judge this nation like you have never, ever could even conceive in your mind. You should go back and read what happened to Israel when the Romans were encamped about Jerusalem. People were eating their own children because they were starving to death. You ought to listen to the Ice Age farmer and what he's warning about. It's all coming to pass very soon. You will not have any food. The United Nations a long time ago said we are going to take over the food industry. And we're going to ration it out. And you either comply or you don't get any food. Blah, blah, blah. This is a UN takeover. Remember Ken Peters' vision, Larry, where after the rapture of the church, he said people with blue helmets and white military-type vehicles were patrolling everywhere in the United States. How many pictures have you seen of these UN military vehicles? Right out there. I mean, they're right out there. And yet the people do nothing. It's like they're paralyzed. What do you think?
Yeah, it's sad. You know, we've seen train cars loaded with them and transports and seen them moving across the U.S., but people don't even question it. I mean, when you talk about it, I guess they roll their eyes and, you know, if you can't really see it and you don't care, it's not there.
Yeah, it's a denial, of course. They're in total denial, willful ignorance. I don't think the Lord has much use for it anymore. Here's from Hal Turner. This is how it's done. Miami police put down BLM Antifa by force. In an effort to be helpful for girly men like General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his direct boss, Secretary of Defense, Sissy Mary Mark Esper, and all the snowflakes of the county or the country who are cowering to Black Lives Matter and to Antifa, take a good look. This is how you deal with the riotous malcontents. And he's got a video up of what they did to the people who tried to set this same thing in Seattle up in Miami. Well, they were pretty well beaten up and thrown in police cars, handcuffed and taken away. That's how you deal with this. Since when do we allow what's happening in Seattle? What has gone wrong with the minds of the American people? There should be a total uproar, but there isn't. And what they're doing, I think, is they're corralling Trump. He's going to ultimately have to declare nationwide martial law with full military backing. And I hope at that point they don't get rid of him, or even worse, we have an election and the Democrats get elected. Then we're done. Because people like Hillary, you may remember Hillary and her, what did she call those little re-education camps, Camp Joy? Every American, she said, has to go to these camps to be re-educated. Every American. And people thought, well, she's joking. No, she was not joking. She meant it. Why do you think we have 800 FEMA camps spread all over the United States, which is another thing people deny? They just cannot accept it, I guess. What do you think, Larry? I don't know.
Well, when Hillary Clinton says that, it makes me think if she's on her way to a Camp Joy, she can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Here's another one from hell. President on Seattle commie land seizure. If we have to go in, this is the president now, himself, but he said this before and did nothing. If we have to go in, we will go in. During a portion of an interview with Fox News Channel released on Thursday, President Trump stated that he wouldn't allow Seattle to be occupied, and if we have to go in, we're going to go in. Trump also urged Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Democrat, obviously, to use the National Guard, but stated that one way or the other, it's going to get done. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city. If there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you had in Minneapolis and in Seattle. I mean, let's see what's going on in Seattle. But I will tell you, if they don't straighten that situation out, we're going to straighten it out. What I mean is very simple. We're not going to let Seattle be occupied by anarchists. And if we have to go in, we're going to go in. The governor is either going to do it, let the governor do it. He's got great National Guard troops. He can do it. But one way or the other, it's going to get done. And these people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city. What do you think, Larry? Do you think he's actually going to do something?
Well, I really don't know, because as you say, he's threatened before and didn't do it. What we don't know, too, is the fact that I saw today two or three locations in the news where we've arrested a Chinese officer, military officer in the country that was boarding a plane. And so we do know from information from Hal Turner and others, matter of fact, information from news feeds out of the U.K., that China is affording aid and assistance to the uprising, if you will, the revolution, and they're also providing arms.
Oh, I'm sure we have weapons caches all over the United States. I remember many, many, many years ago, I was in a restaurant just south of Minneapolis, and a whole group of Spetsnaz Russian troops came in. And I don't know, there must have been 30 or 40 of them. Clearly Russian Spetsnaz. No question about who they were. What are they doing in America? Well, because they were allowed to come into America. People don't realize what's really going on. They're embedded in here. That's what the Lord says right there in Jeremiah. I get a lot of flack for reminding everyone that the border is wide open because God himself has made it wide open. I will fill thee with men as caterpillars, and they will rise up. I think we're seeing the beginning of what's coming. And when that happens, if you don't have arms and you don't have ammunition, you can say goodbye, because they mean business. They are going to kill as many Americans as they can kill. And Chinese generals have already told us that. In fact, one Chinese general said, you know, germ warfare would be great. You know, if we can kill 200 million or 300 million Americans, well, then we don't have to worry about it. We'll just take over the land. We need the land. Yeah, it's sad that so many Americans got to die, but that's war. This is what it is. Tough tooties. And yet the American people are totally comatose, cannot wrap their mind around that their own government is now their enemy, and a really bad enemy. Do you remember, Larry, when all that ammunition was bought up by various governmental agencies?
Well, I do remember that. And by the way, recently with that, remember that horrible derecho or whatever that was in Corpus Christi in Houston that had so much flooding just a year or two ago, they found a number. Actually, they opened up a lot of those storage sheds, and they found ammo everywhere stockpiled in Houston.
Yeah. They've infiltrated, folks. They've been here for a long, long time. I'm sure we got suitcase nukes all over the United States, buried here and there and everywhere. God is done with the American people. I hate to tell you that. He is done. It's over. And judgment is now coming. It's been here for a while, but now he's really accelerating it. And it's going down like I was told it was going to go down a long, long, long time ago now. And I just hate to watch it happen because I've known for years and years and years that this was coming. I wasn't exactly sure how they would bring it about, but now it's getting obvious how they're going to bring it about. Anyway, Seattle zones, new enforcers blocking police response to rapes and robberies. It's no longer a protest. It is domestic terrorism. So the military can't come in because, after all, they're American citizens. That shows you, in my opinion anyway, treason. Pure and simple. I guess you call it chief of police, said her department's calls for service there have more than tripled, but zone authorities won't allow her officers to respond. There are responses to emergency calls, rapes, robberies, all sorts of violent acts. Now, this is coming from the chief of police. Have been occurring in that area, and we're not able to get to it. Total anarchy, and they're going to do this in all cities if they think they can get away with it. And probably they will be able to with these communist governors and communist mayors like Chicago, all over the place. You've got nothing but communist infiltration. And the American people have elected these people into office. And now they're going to cry. I don't know. Maybe they're not going to do anything, just accept it. I don't know, Larry. We've been infiltrated, and these sleeper cells are going to be very soon activated. Because God is not going to help us anymore. We are not a Christian nation. When Barack Obama said, "You are not any longer a Christian nation," he was telling, for one time anyway, the truth. The American Christian is so apostate that God himself says, "I'm going to have to deal with you." All these fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there. I've been warning about them for years, and all I get is a finger from most people. You've redacted what Jesus Christ told you to do. You said, "I'll have to do that." Not going to do that. Well, okay. I would. Remember what he said to Jerusalem, Larry? "I would that you would come under my wings as little chicks, and I would protect you. But you will not." And that's where America is right now. The Lord would love to protect America, but he's not going to now. "I would that you had come under my wings for protection, but you won't. So, therefore, you're going down." And unfortunately, deep state, global deep state, these people are headed for a horrendous ending. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I was just kind of reminiscing as you were talking there, and I remember back a number of years ago when I first met you, how that there were certain people would wake up every day to destroy your life. And that's all they would do was post on the Internet about how evil you were. And not only that, you even had the Southern Poverty Law Center, initiate papers to the FBI and other people that you're a terrorist.
Well, you know, the biggest terrorist of all, I hate to say it, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's also their best friend. But if they don't want him to be their friend, then he becomes a terrorist
unlike anything the world has ever seen before. I mean, I don't know why people can't understand the power of the living God. All you got to do is read the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, where he turns the world upside down and shakes it like a top. And they think they're going to beat this power? They think, with their weapons of whatever they think they have? I don't care whether it's microwave or laser or what it is they think they're going to use to defeat Jesus Christ at his physical return. Those weapons, you remember the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, where all the weapons were suddenly just melted out from their hands?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what God's going to do to these people. You people are idiots. You think you're going to go underground and you're going to be safe? Go under the sea, think you're going to be safe? Go to the moon, think you're going to be safe? Go to Mars, think you're going to be safe? Not happening. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, while you're telling the people how safe they're going to be, I wanted to mention to the fact that I don't know if you saw Skywatch TV's information today. I posted on my blog. Tom Horn and Chris Putman, if you'll remember, they went to the Mount Graham Observatory, and they were able to glean information on what the Lucifer device, which I believe was infrared, it was watching the Nibiru system and its entourage. And what's interesting is, remember I told you way back there that they said that they were shown lots of UFO activity around this system, and they were watching it on that with that device. Well, guess what? That was off in the distance. Now, I posted it today. You can see it on my blog, an image of one of these craft, and Tom Horn says that now NASA has recorded images that began with the SpaceX launch of the craft. It's the same type craft they saw with the Lucifer telescope device way back.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're here in our atmosphere, Stuart. Same craft. Which really what, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because, you know, now that everybody's feeling safer by the moment, here at home in the USA, we've got something arriving in our solar system within an area that even their craft now are reaching Earth. So, you know, that's just a side note. I know a lot of people won't believe a word of it, but there is a destroyer out there.
Oh, yeah. Not only out there, he's soon going to be visible, I think. We're coming up on the time of the end. I don't think there's any question about it. I know I get emails from people saying, oh, no, it's a long, long way off. You guys are crazy. It's another 30 years yet. That would be nice, but do you want to live under communism for the next 30 years? Because you're going to. Do you want to live in a prison camp and be tortured daily? Because you're going to. You're being lied to left and right. Here's an interesting thing, Larry. Attention all doctors and nurses. If you were told, ordered, directed, or intimidated into listing COVID-19 as a cause of death under threat of professional consequences, we need to know. Now, I remember Dr. Birx admitting right on national TV that these numbers were way inflated. And I proved it because Hal Turner posted a link on to the CDC, and I just wanted to make sure that the link was valid, so I ignored it and typed it in myself. Sure enough, there it was. They're lying through their teeth. And now Fox, not Fossey, and the rest of them, CDC, are coming out and saying, we got to have another lockdown, got to have another lockdown. Oh, they're just spiking everywhere. So you're going under a draconian system unlike anything you could believe.
I was just going to comment that it's so interesting in the last couple of weeks, because suddenly, you know, You can't open businesses because of COVID, you know, coronavirus, the epidemic, the pandemic, the threat. But yet you can have masses and masses, thousands of people massed together in Washington, D.C. around the White House, and that's perfectly fine. And at the same time, you can burn a church, but you can't go to church. That's America.
Yes. Yep. It's utter insanity. I went back to look at Bible thing, and we probably don't have time to get into a couple of them, but this is about Antifa, and this was done by Rothman. And here are the, I just wanted to review this. Antifa, men of the army, civil. And that sounds like Barack Obama's civil army. For war, Russia, Chinese, you shall burn with fire. Well, that's what the Bible says about America. No expiation for the blood. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to, when you said you shall burn with fire, what came to my mind immediately was Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy for America.
Yes. Yep. In the book of Revelation, of course, says we will. Jeremiah says we will. Isaiah says we will. Mischief in the cities starts out this whole thing. What do we got in all of our major cities, folks? Mischief. And it says you will not be able to put it off. You'll try, but it's coming. It's already here. And this is about the innocent blood of the innocents, I believe, which was spilled. You cannot be butchering millions of little babies in the womb and get away with it. God puts up with an awful lot of stuff, but when the end comes, the end really does come. Anyway, by the blood of who spilled it. In other words, doctors who are abortionists, you're going to pay a horrible price. Horrible price for what you're doing. Those who hate me love death, God says. Anyway, then at the bottom of this, he's got UFO. And this is kind of interesting because with you got Millie, you almost always have aliens and UFOs. What is that about, Larry?
Well, interestingly enough, remember, I believe that even the Space Academy, or not Space Academy, but some of them have graduated now, but the Military Academy, they were even warned that they were going to face hybrids, remember?
Yes, right. Milley told them. Yeah, he did. That was in Norwich University, and the only reason I know about Norwich is my brother went there. That's officer training school is really what it is. And that's where Milley was, and he telling the troops, you're not going to be just fighting humans. They know that there's a big war coming. Satan wants this planet back, folks. He's highly irritated that Adam and Eve were granted this planet, and he's been trying to take it back ever since. Well, first of all, he operates on the men's and women's souls, steal them away from the Lord Jesus Christ. But he ultimately wants the turf. He wants planet Earth for his own, which means all Christians have to be eliminated that are left. And I don't know. I just, we're getting awful close. The spirit of Antichrist is so heavy now. They hate it. You see it in the media all the time. CDC warns U.S. may implement strict coronavirus measures if cases go up dramatically. So there you go. Here's something interesting, Larry. I don't know if you've seen this. Man calendar was wrong, and world will end next week. Bizarre, they claim, conspiracy theorists. Now here, this is a scientist who's done a lot of work on research. I can't tell anybody believe it. But he said the 2012 date into the world involves a mythical planet called Nibiru hurtling into Earth. well, in the first place, it doesn't hit Earth. But anyway, this is how they treat this kind of stuff. This is an interesting thing. He said, when you went to the Julian calendar, you lost, every year, you lost 11 days. So what he did was he went back and determined where the Mayans had their calendar. Guess where it ends? June 21st, 2020 is actually December 21st, 2012. Now, you'd say, well, that's ridiculous, except for one thing. Enoch, in the Book of Enoch, says that our dating is way off, way off. I'll look that up for the next show, and I'll read it to you, that we have no idea where we are, actually. But the Mayans, if people don't believe it, have the most accurate calendar. And one of the reasons is it was given to them by the fallen angels. Steve Quayle's done a tremendous amount of work on the Mayans and their association with the giants and the fallen ones. So it's not as wild as one might think. Now, whether anything's going to happen on June 21st, I can't tell you that. But I can tell you this. This thing is moving very, very rapidly. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention also, you know, there is information out there concerned about the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th of June of a possible false flag. So I guess we're just going to have to watch and wait on that.
Well, you know, they can't quit. They've cast their oar in the water, so to speak. And deep state, global deep state cannot quit now. They've got to go for it. And that's why I think they're moving so fast, is they have to, because more and more people wake up, the worse it gets for them. So anyway, got anything else before we have to shut down?
Yeah, I was just going to mention real quick about that Taiwan is now firing off their missile systems and preparing for an invasion from China. Chinese warplanes are probing Taiwan's defenses. We've got planes flying over Taiwan. The Russians, the other day, we intercepted 8 Russian warplanes off the coast of Alaska.
Yep.
We're having trouble in the South China Sea. And this is really interesting. Says Yahoo News came out today, says Kim Jong-un is missing, said the sister, Kim Yo-jong, takes center stage in North Korea and threatens South Korea amid escalating tensions. Trouble.
Yep.
So
she's
terrible.
We've
got it all around us. We've got it all around us.
Yep. It's coming, folks. War everywhere, like Larry's friend said he saw in a vision. And war just breaks out everywhere. That's the Armageddon script. I've mentioned it before a number of times. They do it on purpose because our military is stretched so thin that we can't stop any of it. And with what's going on with this COVID, I got a headline here from a nurse. Military nurse at COVID epicenter hospital, murder. They're killing them. I've long thought, called out these people in New York, the governor. The only reason that you would put infected patients into old people's homes, nursing homes, is to kill them. You can't tell me that these guys are stupid. They aren't. And what we're watching, and now more and more reports are coming out that they're killing these people. And this is a culling operation, beginning of the Georgia Guidestones. And people better wake up, but I guess they won't. I don't know, Larry. Thanks for coming on. Here's a final headline. France makes Antarctica power grab, then launches a nuclear ballistic missile towards the United States. Now, this was a test firing. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we appreciate everybody that listens. Alert your neighbors. Alert everybody that you know. This is getting serious real fast. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.